The table was a large one, but the three were all crowded together at one corner of it.
No room!
No room, they cried out when they saw Alice coming.
There's plenty of room, said Alice indignantly,
and she sat down in a large armchair at one end of the table.
Have some wine, the March Hare said in an encouraging tone.
Alice looked all round the table, but there was nothing on it but tea.
I don't see any wine, she remarked.
There isn't any, said the March Hare.
Then it wasn't very civil of you to offer it, said Alice angrily.
Your hair wants cutting, said the Hatter.
Once upon a time, a beautiful magical kingdom was ruled by a princess. Her name was Anouk. Everyone was happy because every morning the sun would rise over the horizon and bathe the land in glorious rainbow colours that made the kingdom's farms and businesses grow. But one morning, Anouk looked out from her window. She gasped in shock because the land was colourless. It was dull, and there was no laughter anywhere in the kingdom.
What if we went to a school on the moon? Have you heard the latest technological sensation? Moon School, a revelation in primary education. We'd climb aboard a rocket ship to get to school each day and wonder at the cosmos as we ride the Milky Way. The first lesson is science. It's the obvious place to start. Investigating moon rocks is the fascinating part. But when it comes to writing, that's the challenge of the day, because your pen and paper keeps on floating right away.
Quite rustling in the thick swamp bushes got attention for the little toad, playing with his friend in the late summer evening.
Hush! What was that? I didn't hear anything, but it could be fish or just a breeze. No, no, replied the first toad, a little worried. There is surely something bigger than a fish, and it moves above the water.
In that moment a sharp boat's edge appeared out of the plant's thickness. An old frowning toad was sitting on that boat, made of a dried, oiled water lily, with two big sacks on each side of it. Focused on his own thoughts, he did not smile. Yet the children could say that he was a friendly creature.
Good evening, little folks, said the boat toad and coughed. I hope I did not disturb your peaceful game.